countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Welcome back. Now, the objectives of the new Common Agricultural Policy, which is, of course, funded by public money, must include for the first time measures to increase the participation of women and improve the gender balance and equality in farming. Well, Mary Curtin is a beef farmer from Limerick, and she's been researching female farm ownership in Ireland as part of her PhD in the University of Limerick. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Mary, you've been managing farming, as I say, while doing your PhD, which is quite a feat in itself. But you found so many sort of legal and taxation barriers to female farm ownership here. But farmers confided in you that for many of them, it comes down to the surname. Can you explain this?
Yes, so it seems from my own research that the surname is still a huge issue, in that people feel that the name is linked with the place and with the land, and it still seems to be one of the primary reasons for favouring a son over a daughter rather than basing the decision on interest and ability.
So the idea that the surname, the land should stay within, we'll say Murphy, the name Murphy, and that goes down then through the male line.
Yes, exactly. They seem to think it's their legacy, and that once, if it goes to a daughter and she gets married and the surname changes, that then it's no longer the Murphy land.
Now, 88% of farmers are men in Ireland, just 12% are women, even though a quarter of people working on farms are women. You've just finished researching the reasons for this as part of the research commissioned by the Women in Agriculture Stakeholders Group. Can you tell us a little bit about that research and what you found?
Yes, so I was delighted to be asked to conduct this research for them and delighted to be involved. And some of the key findings were that the biggest challenges in terms of a larger percentage of the women compared to the men pointed to family rivalry for land, managing child support and lack of encouragement as the biggest challenges for their careers in agriculture. And it also still seems that over a quarter of the male respondents said they had received young farmer tax relief, where in comparison to just 7% of the women. And then also in terms of applying for loans, the men were much more likely in the survey, and also they were more likely to have applied for higher value loans than the women who answered.
And what, you know, in conclusion, when after you did your research, what can be done about this?
Well, I suppose there's different types. You can bring in incentives, but again, people spoke about them in the survey, and some were very much in favour and felt they were a necessity and long overdue, while others felt that maybe they actually weren't the best idea. But that's just one type of policy. You could bring incentives like that. There's also then, I suppose, more succession planning and things like that. But we can influence policy, and hopefully even just discussing this here today will mean that people at home, in terms of adding their partners to the title, in terms of if there's a son and a daughter going out farming this morning, that let's say they're both as an equal opportunity to inherit.
So the conversations are equal between sons and daughters. The assumption always has been, I suppose, that it's the son that will take over the land and the farm rather than the daughter.
Yes. And I suppose just to treat them equally, to base a decision on interest and ability rather than gender, would be important for everyone involved.
And we're also joined this morning by Mona O'Donoghue-Concannon, a farmer and member of the Women in Agriculture Stakeholders Group, who commissioned the research. Good morning, Mona.
Hi, how are you?
Mona, when we think about the new Common Agricultural Policy and then we think about the research here, how significant are the results of this survey, do you think?
Absolutely. The research that we have commissioned has completely agreed with what we've been finding on the ground, and it is very, we've used our policy for, we submitted our first submission this year after 6 months being in order, and we had found all this, but the fact that we have got Mary now to confirm what we have been finding on the ground, it is really groundbreaking for us.
And you say that 70,000 women are involved in farming, but 60 to 65,000 aren't properly recognised.
That's right. This morning, there's about 70,000 women going out, helping their partners, their families, their labour unit on the farm. But unfortunately for the department, there's only 12% of us recognised, which is quite stark. But for us, a farmer is a farmer, and we just want to get the recognition out there that we're all equal and that we're still doing the same work, that everyone's doing the same work, and we just want to get a little bit more recognition for these women, because they're really invisible when it comes to the Department of Agriculture.
Because you've been farming for 12 years, but you say you are one of those invisible women.
I am indeed. I go out, get out every morning, but it causes big problems for me when I have to discuss things on the farm with the Department of Agriculture. My herd number is actually in my husband's name, so I am invisible because I don't have a green cert, because my circumstances didn't let me do a green cert when I was younger. But I think there is a great opportunity now for Mr. McConnell to meet us. We have a good group of people together, and I suppose I'm inviting him today to put our, I suppose, an invitation out to us to meet us and try and see if there's an incentive. One of the things we'd like is maybe that the fact that experience might be recognised instead of having a green cert, that if we can prove we're 10 or 12 years on the farm, that we have life experience, that that might help to get us into partnership or stuff like that.
And to bring more visibility, indeed.
Exactly.
Mary Curtin, best of luck with your PhD and your farming as well. And I know that the work of the Women in Agriculture Stakeholders Group can be followed on Twitter at Women's Agri Group. So you can follow what they're up to there. But Mary Curtin in Limerick and Mona O'Donoghue Concannon of the Women in Agriculture Stakeholders Group, thank you both very much indeed this morning.
Thank you. Thanks very much.